On Wednesday, preparations begin in earnest for the Tennessee Titans. The Texans work out at the Methodist Training Center. Afterwards, head coach Gary Kubiak describes a little bit more about the leadership of his quarterback, Matt Schaub.
Well, he's off to a good start, Nick. You know, I mean, and last week was as good as he's played this year. So the thing about our team offensively, we're built maybe a little bit different than some teams. There are times we'll go out there when we may not ask Matt to throw it 22, 23 times in the course of a game, but we may need him to throw it 45 times for us to win. So I don't know when those days are going to be, but he's handled himself very well. He's thrown for a percentage when somebody played him a certain way, and then he made big plays when somebody played him a different way last week. So, you know, Matt's on his way and practicing very well, had a really good day today.
Kubiak also gave an update on the progress of rookie Whitney Mercilus.
Yeah, he's played better, Nick. He's made a couple more plays each week. You know, we still wanted to keep coming. He's played about 10 or 12 plays of defense each week. You know, it's tough when you're a first-round pick and you're expected to do all that, and all of a sudden, it's hard to get on the field for us right now. But he's doing his job. He's working hard. The time's coming, and our depth will get tested, and he's coming along fine.
Offensive coordinator Rick Dennison also very impressed with what Matt Schaub has done with this offense.
I think Matt's done an incredible job every year I've been here. I think the entire team has matured, you know, with him, I think. I'll just leave it at that. I think showed a lot of fortitude, and certainly he continues to amaze how tough he is.
Wide receiver Andre Johnson is within striking distance of 10,000 career receiving yards. He could get 137 and break that mark this weekend. He described what it means.
It's a long road, man. A lot of work put in. You know, a lot of hard work just put into the game that I love, man. You know, it'll be a big accomplishment for him.
Quarterback Matt Schaub also mightily impressed by what Johnson has done throughout his career.
It's the ultimate to have a receiver like Andre, who not only has all the physical tools to be, you know, one of the best receivers to ever play, but the work ethic to go with it, and the mentality that he brings every day to the stadium, and you know, to practice and in the meeting rooms. You know, it's hard to find at that position, and you know, as the quarterback, you know, be able to distribute the ball to him. I mean, it's a great relief to have him on my side. But it's an incredible accomplishment for a guy that's, you know, really, you know, been the face of this team since day one.
The Texans are ranked first in the Associated Press's power rankings. And running back Arian Foster, as only Arian Foster can, shared his thoughts on that.
Rankings are about as useless as the piece of trash on the side of the street. Actually, the piece of trash is probably a little more useful because you can recycle it, depending on its, you know, content.
Over the summer, defensive coordinator Wade Phillips compared J.J. Watt to Hall of Famer Howie Long. Watt likes that comparison and described what it means to him.
It's unbelievable. It's an honor. It's a privilege, and it's also a motivator. It makes me want to get there, and it makes me want to prove Wade Phillips right. And it means so much coming from him because of who he is and what he's done in this league and who he's seen. But I also want to be J.J. Watt. I know. At some point, I hope that I don't get compared to anybody and I can just be me.
That's going to do it for your Texans Daily. We thank you so much for watching. We want you to make sure you check us out in the pregame show before Sunday's contest, 10:30 a.m. Central Time, as Nick Scherfield and myself are live from the press box.